It's the 26th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The use of mobile phones while driving has risen across Bedfordshire despite a change in the law almost a year ago with increased penalties. Fixed penalty notices issued by Bedfordshire Police in 2022 totaled 180 violations based on figures provided by the Home Office. The previous year saw 138 offences. An FPN is issued if a motorist physically holds the phone, not if it's in a cradle. It carries a £200 fine and 6 points on a driving licence. A licence can be revoked if it was obtained within the last 2 years. Rod Dennis, a spokesperson for RAC, said that drivers will put lives at risk by engaging in this dangerous practice. As of today, the Grant Palmer No. 44 route will include the park and ride in Elstow, as well as service to Ampthill and Flitwick, thanks to local government funding. Last Friday was the last time that Stagecoach's No. 2 bus would provide a public transportation option to those areas. The company said it was due to falling passenger numbers. The Vauxhall plant in Luton will be celebrating its 120th birthday next year by producing the new Vivaro electric van. The company's owner, Stellantis, which also operates the Peugeot, Fiat and Citroën brands, will, in addition, be using the facility to build electric vehicle models from those car makers. The good news came at a time of uncertainty for the 1,500 Luton workers, concerned that issues over Brexit would lead to job insecurity. The London Sweet Centre on Bedford's Ampthill Road has shown a vast improvement over its previous food safety rating. The eatery has gone from a 1 out of 5 ranking last August to a full 5 out of 5. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.